Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching is entitled, God is a Bond of Peace.
A reading according to the Gospel, according to Mark. Jesus came into the district of Judea and across the Jordan. Again, crowds gathered around him, and as was his custom, he again taught them. The Pharisees approached him and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her, and if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel reading from Mark, Jesus speaks of divorce and remarriage, an age-old sensitive topic. This is what some scripture scholars say the most remarkable and utterly unique teaching of Jesus in the New Testament. It is nowhere to be found in the Old. In ancient Israel, as well as some Muslim countries today, divorce by the man was allowed for any or no reason. The wife was considered no more than an object to be owned, used, and discarded. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us that the Torah allows divorce because of men's hardness of heart, but it was not this way from the beginning of creation. Before the fall, husband and wife lived in harmony. But in our fallen world of sin and weakness, it is not always possible. In several New Testament passages, Jesus gives us some reasons for divorce. And through the centuries, the Holy Spirit has guided and enlightened the church as to when and where it may be permitted. So, yes, in certain cases, divorce and remarriage can be allowed when the church annuls the previous marriage. But it should not be the first choice in solving interpersonal relationships. Christian marriage is more than a romantic affair, for the emotions of romance do not last when the normalcy of everyday becomes the rule. Christian marriage, then, must be rooted in Christ. It is a three-way relationship in which the man and woman also try to live a supernatural relationship to the persons of the Trinity, with Christ at the center. Husband and wife are also meant to be not only lovers, but friends. And as we read in today's first reading from Sirach about friendship, we see that it tells us how marriage can last. We see the qualities that each partner must strive for. A kind mouth or words, gracious lips, that is, words of goodness and positiveness, not belittling or nagging. Making the other person a confidant, and at some time, at the same time, be worthy of receiving the other's confidence, secrets, and trust. Being strong in times of distress, and making up after a quarrel begins. Supporting one another in sorrow. Staying the long course through thick and thin. We would never fight with our friends as we do sometimes with our spouse over little things. A lot of things need to be overlooked. This passage from Sirach ends with these verses. And as I read them, if you are married, you can insert for the word friend your spouse or the name of your spouse. A faithful friend is a sturdy shelter. The one who finds one finds a treasure. A faithful friend is beyond price. No sum can balance their worth. A faithful friend is a life-saving remedy, such as one who fears the Lord finds. For the one who fears God behaves accordingly, and your friend will be like yourself. Paul tells us in one of his epistles that God is the bond of peace that unites us together. God is the bond in a marriage between husband and wife. And if this is so, there will be openness, honesty, fidelity, and love.